More information coming to light about the 13 people killed in Khayelitsha over the weekend and the subsequent arrest of 11 people at a Seapoint hotel yesterday. It's still just astonishing to think that 13 people were killed in Khayelitsha over the weekend, and there are still much bigger news stories in the news cycle at the moment. So it is believed, according to the latest articles that we are seeing, that the shootings were sparked after members belonging to one of the suspected extortion gangs circulated an image of the leader of a rival gang lying on the ground with a gunshot wound. And this is according to a Cape Times article, quoting a source with knowledge of the incident, which left five other people wounded. So we're finding out a bit more about this, and of course the police operation as well, around how those 11 were taken into custody. JP Smith is the mayoral committee member for safety and security at the City of Cape Town. Good afternoon, Alderman JP Smith. Thank you for your time today. So firstly, what can you tell us about this police operation? I understand that one of the accused actually posted a Facebook Live video from the hotel, and that's how you were able to actually catch him.
So I'm always nervous to pronounce or express opinions on active investigations, especially because you're often later on contradicted by the facts when more detail becomes available. But it is, I think the point you make is very relevant, that if you have murders, 13 murders in an area, and other news stories are more prominent, then it's an indication of where one is at as a nation. So Khayelitsha is indeed challenged, specifically around this extortion matters. Every indication points to the fact that this is an extortion-related matter, and the Somalian shop owners have said that they have had numerous attacks and other killings over the last year. These cases do disproportionately target foreign nationals, and there's every indication that this is also extortion related, and that is why we reached out to the national minister a year ago, or just a little bit less than a year ago, to say that this situation is getting out of hand. It needs a high-level intervention. You can't police these matters. You can only investigate them. You need to have an investigative and a multi-agency investigative effort here. The extortion task team was then created, and that did not at first proceed as we had hoped in terms of the full multi-agency participation. There were further discussions with the national minister, and that agency is now working, and it does start. It looks like we are now getting some results, not just on this particular arrest, but also arrest in other matters. But there is a lot of work to start reversing this extortion culture that has become a very real threat to the economy and stability of our communities.
Indeed, it is very worrying that this is not isolated, that it has been going on for some time. But what is concerning is the brazenness of this weekend's attack, that civilians, people that were just standing around were killed as well, which is obviously deeply affecting the communities in those areas.
Well, I mean, the shooting of a magistrate in Mfuleni was presiding over a court case involving Mr. Modak the next day is very worrying. There is a possibility that the other persons injured in that shooting at the car wash are collateral damage, and that, in fact, you have a gang-related hit that injured innocent people who have nothing to do with the matter. And so I think organized crime and extortion, we two are very closely related. The individuals have a huge amount of overlap. These are matters that need very serious attention from the state. It requires high-level attention because it's not stuff you can do with visible policing. Visible policing doesn't make any difference to these kind of matters. Here you need effective investigation and a functioning criminal justice system that gets convictions. And that is something that national government has to primarily facilitate. They preside over all the elements of that criminal justice system, the investigative power of SAPS, the Department of Justice, the National Prosecuting Authority, the Department of Correctional Services. And what has happened in this case is that the city has said, look, we're not coming to the table with nothing. make us part of this. We have added investigative resources that we've recruited in our investigations unit. We've added information management capacity through our strategic information management service. We provided CCTV footage relating to the case immediately to SAPS thereafter. That has already been handed to them. We hope that that aids in the convictions that need to be achieved. And over the last months before this incident, we have specifically in relation to Khayelitsha and other cases where people have been too scared to come forward with information, we have registered inquiries from the city side on these cases so that it does not expose the individuals involved. We created a call center number, which a hotline which people can call in relation to these issues. And of course, in Khayelitsha, as one of the five suburbs that where our crime rates are most pressing, with most violent crime, in light of the fairly low levels of SAPS deployment, we have added these extra 100 officers to each of those five areas, with another 500 about to be deployed. So we are, from our side, trying whatever we can, and I think even going above and beyond the call of local government on many fronts.
JP Smith, Mayoral Committee Member, Safety and Security at the City of Cape Town. Thank you for your time. What are your thoughts on what JP Smith, Alderman JP Smith, is saying there? Just the level of violence for me is so extremely concerning. The fact that bystanders have been shot, have been killed, and the fact that a magistrate has possibly or quite clearly been targeted here in a gang-related assassination attempt is extremely worrying for the rule of law.